Laura in North Carolina mentions this. In the last week, I've been focusing and gazing at the brilliant light in the sky, noticeable on the clear lights in the western sky that a caller referred to last week. Will just gazing at it for minutes at a time bring me through the portal that Ion said it is?
It could, but you want to go through it. Yes. It could, but you want to go through the portal. I mean, it'd be like, do you want to look at the picture or do you want to walk into the picture? Well, if you look at it, that'll just identify the parameters of the picture. But if you want to be in the picture, then you got to walk through it.
So she should think about being on the other side of it.
Proceed, yeah, through it.
Yeah, through the vantage point.
Is that always go through a portal? Or just,
yes.
Is that always the way to do it?
Well, many people do it different ways. I mean, they you know, individuals, we can't say that because it's not every single time without fail or exception. So, but many times that is indeed the case.
So is it fine to imagine yourself on the other side or gone through it? Think of that.
Try it. If it works, do that. If not, do something else.
Okay, that brings up a point. I don't want to talk about the new fringe, whatever's coming up in the new fringe this week. But last week, try to control yourself, Ion. The last week, the presentation of Olivia and Walter and them going through the portal and seeing themselves, that was incredible, very accurate. You liked it. Could you go into a bit of what the significance of that demonstration was?
Yes, all of fringe. We love fringe. It's great fun and enjoyable. It makes the human creators engage in these dynamics of possibilities that weren't. Well, what is it they say on their show? Endless impossibilities.
Yeah.
Well, it's always gauged on Walter figuring out some contraption that he put in a file box or some letter he writes to himself in his LPI albums or something he forgot and he couldn't remember which hoo-hoo he preferred. Strawberry or chocolate or something. Well, this is the first place where it's coming into the place where the human creators that have their power activated. Now, we don't get into all of the doping that went on to get them into this activated place where human creators just activated their power and went to another world without anything ancillary. There was no gadget. There was no gadgets or buttons to push or things that Walter had to plug up.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. That the previous episodes are all these weird contraptions that people are trying to get to go to the other world. But he just got them in a circle and said, imagine you're in another world. And also,
you
get
your arms out and activate your power and go. And they did.
And then it was very interesting for Olivia to see her happier self, a more socially ebullient or something self. And she, what was going on? There's not a value difference between the two.
No.
So what
only
was she,
one was having orgasms and the other one obviously wasn't.
Right. And why was that happening?
Well, because one, the redheaded one, understood to follow the fastest path to joy, and the other one had rules and regulations about it and was left without.
Yeah, at this point, it's showing the people we focus on, Walter and Olivia, are less than, so to speak, compared to the Walter that we see in the other world, the Secretary of Defense. I mean, he's more...
Look at it, Bob. You got Nina Sharp all the way in there, running over everything, scared because the storm is coming, fighting tooth and nail, just trying to keep their world separate, where the other beings are coming to destroy their world, their universe, where everything is a defense mode. Where in the other world, they're like, no, we go with it. We have the technology. Somebody's burnt to death. Well, they've got to spend 3 days under the light beam, and they'll be okay. But, yeah, they're...
Are you sneaking in a little point that's coming up in the show? I don't think we've seen the light beam, have we, Carol?
No. It's all kind of already happened for us, so c'est la guerre.
Okay, so why is Flash Forward having no audience impact? It's being canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the rabbit hole. They've come to the conclusion.
Right.
They've come to their place where the flash forward, the synchronicity of the anomaly, is now being answered. Now they've outed the cat's out of the sack that it was some.
Okay, hold it. Take a call, Ed, or wherever I'm talking to, James.
Bob, Jamie.
We have Sheila from Rhode Island that's just calling in right now. Why don't we take her call? Sheila, you're live on the air with Ion. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Sheila. How are you?
Sheila.
Good. Hi, Ion.
Hey.
I have a question about world slippage as opposed to parallel world traveling deliberately.
What was your last word?
Deliberately.
That's the tail.
So we had to get it clear so you could hear it. Slippage is just the meandering in and out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Travel is when you pack a bag, and it's determined that you're going to go. But you could have slippage where you could go, say, to a little store and look for something, and they say, "No, I'm sorry, we're out of stock," but you can get it online, and you go, "Oh, great, wonderful, thanks." And then you have slippage, and you go, and you can't find it on that looky box. So maybe you should be on a different looky box. Maybe it's a different World Wide Web. That's called slippage. But then when you go to a park and you have a path and it's determined that you're going to engage it, then you do, and then you do. And you're completely in that world, and there's not slippage. You would then come back. That's the difference. Let's see, the differential is what was significant there.
And the differential, if I deliberately want to find something that's in a parallel world, how do I go about deliberately getting it or going to that place where I can get it?
Okay. Good. The shiny is, where did you find it?
I found it in New York.
They said, "Oh, you can get it online." Well, then call me.
I did, I called them back, and they said
what?
They never heard of it. So.
But now you're the same one that went there, and they said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we don't carry that, but if you look online, you can order it online."
Yeah.
Good.
Go on.
You had to get to that world.
Yeah, that's my question. How did I get to that world?
Well, we kind of mentioned that. Remember, some people do it with symbols. Some people do it with colors. Some people do it, like, with art. And some people do it with smell. You pay attention to the shiny, to these symbols, whatever they are, because one day it may come in real handy, kind of like today, where you can go back to there to have that engagement, to have that experience come to fruition. Good.
Okay.
First time this has been asked.
Good.
But how do I know it's that same world that I'll be going back to? How do I know which?
Well, they'll have the paint. They'll say, "Oh, hang on right here. You got your credit card? You got your stuff? Okay, I'll do it for you right here online. Tap, 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 tap. What kind of cobalt color did you want? What persimmon color were you looking for? Okay, yeah, they have it. How many tubes? Get several."
And yeah, don't worry, I will.
Boom, 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 and order it and do it. That's how you do that.
And so I need to be deliberate that's where I want to go. That place where they have that.
Yeah, that's how you got where you are now.
Okay.
How'd you get where you are now? You planned, you were deliberate, you had a thought, you embraced that thought, it became an idea, you saw that idea in your mind, and then you made your plans, and they worked out, and then that's that way.
Okay, but I never made...
Right.
Remember, yes, okay.
Okay.
I just don't remember ever
that process.
Okay. But all the other planning that I've been doing,
careful.
I thought I was always...
You be careful. You be careful or you'll be back in the fromagerie. if you have to validate it, that becomes a disconnect. That's fun. That's fun if you like to play with that. But that's not what you're asking. You're asking, wait a second. Let's get this clear. I want to paint. I want this kind of paint. Okay. Where do I find it? How do I get it? Give intention to it. So you stop by and you ask for it. And they say, sorry, we don't carry it, but go online, you can get it. You go outside, you go to your next place, world, and then all of a sudden it's as though it never is. You call that same place, which is a different world place, and they've never heard of it. Sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the anomaly. That's just an anomaly. Now, it's not a deal breaker. I mean, it's not a matter of life and limb. This is just instigating a thought. Okay? And then that would be, okay, how do I create it? Well, the same way you got where you are right now, by having a thought, embracing the thought, seeing it, and then all of a sudden it'll show up. Or you'll go to a shop, and there they'll have it. Or something will light up. There'll be a palette in a window that'll be have a light on it. And you'll go, oh, they sell crafty things. Oh, Martha Stewart must shop there. Wow, I think I'll go see what crafty things they have. And then there you go. Wonderworks, that's so cool. That's great. I can get my stuff here. And then you do, and you do, and you do, and then you do.
Okay. Cool.
That's great fun. That in an airplane, when you're traveling in an airplane, all these anomalies will show up for you individually. I mean weird anomalies. You know how, like, soda pop in an airplane is more fizzy? You know, you can get on an airplane and order, like, a bubbly water and open it, and it'll be flat. Well, because of the pressurization of the cabin, it's always the opposite of that. Or sometimes beer, it won't have any fizz to it if you're one to engage beer. You know, whatever the drink is, the carb CO2 will be flat, and lights will go dim. Some flights where they have these anomalies often, they'll ask you to close your window blinds. They'll want you to close the blinds. And the reason that they do that is because sometimes it's light and day and light, when that would be too hard to explain. So they just ask everybody to close the shades so they can get through this portion of the journey. And sometimes they do it. And you go, well, why do I got to do this? And they don't care. They don't ask you. They tell you, close your blinds. Well, sometimes when they've done this right often, they just know it saves a whole lot of damn questions. And they don't have to go through it all. And they just have everybody close their blinds. And then if there's one that's cracked and nobody says nothing, it's just one. And then they don't have to deal with, you know, 200 of people freaking out. So you have marvelous creators that are parallel worlding. That can then set up a stage in the plane to open a gate. Now, if you're going to take a 777 or an Airbus through a portal, it could be quite a white-knuckle flight. But if you take it through a gate, then it's just a simple breakage of the time continuum. Well, and we're using time as the timing continuum, where you can then instantly pop to a parallel world or a alternate realm of experience. Okay? Now you land, and everybody lands. Everyone's in a different world. They get off the plane. They experience what they experience. Many people have had airline travels, and they go, what's going on here? I landed, and nothing is the way I know it. I've been here all my life, and I land in buildings that I know to be there aren't there. And I think I'm losing my mind because my mind isn't syncing up with where I am in a geographical reference. My house is still here, but the local bank down on the corner, it's not there. It's a car wash. What the fuck? How did I get here from here? What's going on? And they go, no, 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 Ed, that's always been a car wash. What do you mean? There's never been a Wells Fargo bank there. Well, yes, it was. It was right there on the corner. No, sorry. And you go, okay. And then after a little while, you just kind of go, I think I better shut up before they put me in the sane asylum. And they just sort of go with it. Well, then
you can catch another plane back and then go right back through that same gate or another gate that doesn't necessarily have to go back to another world, but you have this intention of this activation. Now, beforehand, you had to have a clear, know how to open it, know how to get back position. But since the 15th, well, actually, Bob says the 22nd, because it's got to be about the 22, of course, that all gates and portals are open, period. All of them. Everywhere. And they are voluminous. Well, that confines and confounds some human creators, because they're like, oh, crap, now they're all open and I can't see them. Uh-oh, how do I keep from slipping through them? And we say, you can't. And beforehand, you didn't slip through them because they weren't open. But because of the thinning of the veil, it's got itself into a position to where they've opened anyway. See, the power is coming. It's here whether you embrace it or not. See, your power is coming to you whether you like it or not. And that's going to cause great consternation for some human creators that can't get it. Well, I can't see it. My line eyes won't let me see nothing. So therefore, I could just fall through a portal and I don't even have, I'm not even aware. So, well, that's screwy. I don't like that. Rah, rah, rah. And then the next thing you know, it's kind of like, uh-oh. And then they start arguing for limitations. And then they start not getting it. And then it's across everything as a battle and a fight and then la, 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 la. And then you get tired of that. And then you kind of go, why can't we just go with it? And as you start going with it, then what happens is it becomes delicious. Then you start saying, well, I am where I am. That's your paradigm for the day. I am where I am, so let's see what fun thing there is here. And then all of a sudden you start finding all the wonderful, delicious thing in the world that you're in. Then the next thing you know, if you go back, you can go back to your world and bring stuff home from other worlds and enjoy them and have that deliciousness. So then it's no different than getting on a plane and changing your geographic venue. That's all that parallel world travel could potentially amount to. Until you go to New York City to a world that still has the trade tower standing. And then you're kind of going, wait a minute, these fell down. And they asked somebody, said, didn't you hear about the world? How is this? Isn't this ground zero? And they go, no, this is the Twin Towers. What are you talking about, ground zero? And they go, well, did they blow it up? Yeah, they drove some Deuander under it many years ago, but that didn't work out. But it's been fine. It's not a problem.
So then we could see William Bell.
Oh, well, if you get to that particular place. But now, William Bell is in a side. You also know the Flash Forward series. It's almost like a side dimension. It's not a lateral or a vertical. It's a side reality. So you could find a world that had the Twin Towers that may not have a William Bell. Because what you're going to find out in that series is William Bell isn't in a parallel world. William Bell is in between two worlds. Sorry, Bob. All right. Within the dichotomy, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Within the dichotomy of transitioning from a world to a world, there is an interplay of space. Now, your quantum physicists talk about this gobbledygook sometimes, but they never seem to be able to explain it. Well, and some of the dynamics show up this way. It's almost kind of like an in-between reality and or a half-step modulation, if you're going to bring it back to music, where it's not a full key change. It's just from a sharp to a flat, a half-step. Well, sometimes in this particulate, you can engage a half-step, and here's what that means. William Bell would be represented in a world, okay, but not completely in a world. Now, Nina Sharp talks about when you take two globes and smash them together, one replaces the other. Well, but they say William Bell's not of this world. Well, they say the same thing about William Bell from the other world, okay? So the only way to get to William Bell in his reality is to go to the little restaurant, sit and wait, do all this thing like, you know, when Olivia met with him, when he rang the bell and gave her the symbol that was on the back of the when they were chopping the heads off and cryogenically freezing the skulls, the little symbol on the back looked like the Omega symbol on the back of the head. Well, the only way to get to William Bell was to go into that same process that Olivia did, ride the elevator that synced up, and then everybody was there, and then everybody disappeared, and then it opened up to this hallway that wasn't really there, and it was very obviously very different. And then the next thing you know, you're ushered in. Hi, nope, this little girl shows up out of nothingness and says, "Hi, Miss Dunham, come on in, we've been expecting you," and then gets ushered through this place that's not in either world, but that William is in. And the reason he chose that, because of the separation with his health issue. So in a half world, side world, what happens is that any anomaly that you would catch or find within your body ceases. So you don't get any better, but you don't get any worse. Now, we as marvelous human creators, we know better than that, because you can be, do, or have anything you want to. But the way the particulate of this particular fringe has to lay it out, there's got to be some, there has to be some place of contrast. Well, that's what they're not giving the full dynamic of. They're going to the next phase that's being pointed out or exposed or potentially exposed. Hadn't been quite yet, but it will be. Now, did that booger you up or what?
Yeah.
How did the fringe riders come up with this idea without experiencing it?
Oh, are you talking about Kring, the little buddy with this is the J.J. Abrams business? Is that the one you're referring to?
Yeah.
He had a little friend who has had great experience with this type of experience. So he had a little inside help from his friends.
So are there many of these? Are there many of these in between worlds out there?
Yes. Well, not like parallel worlds and infinitum, okay? Uh-huh. But you can have these. You've heard of people that can go to the happy place in their mind?
Yeah.
Well, that would be an example of a half world. But now this whole business is not to confuse. It's not to confuse. It's just a little aberration. It's a little aberration. So if you can't get happy in either world, there is a what they call in the olden days the middle ground. That the scriptures give reference to the middle ground. Well, that would be an example of a half world.
Hey,
do you feel less than? Do you feel less than in the half world?
Never, 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 never. It's just almost like what you call frozen.
Okay.
And now, this is the first time this ever, 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 ever has been laid out ever on the planet so far.
Hey, Ion, you mentioned Abram's friend was. Is this the medium Tim somebody that we've been talking about?
Yes.
Okay, that's a friend of a writer or a friend of J.J. Abrams?
J.J. Abrams.
So who's Kring? You said the word Kring.
An associate director.
And he's the one who's a medium?
No, he's friends with the same medium that actually helps in the writing or the developing of these plots that keep it on a, what do you call it, when you call it conspiracy theory level. Puts the action in the anomaly kind of thing.
So Kring works with the medium.
And Abrams, too. They're
right.
Friends, all
so
of them.
There's three of them. The three of them are in on this.
Yeah, sure.
And is that pretty much known in Hollywood that they use that resource, or no?
Never. Hell no. They are smart. They keep their ideas to themselves until they're fully developed.
Yeah.
How do you think Joan Rivers keeps finding the perfect plastic surgeon? I mean, the heifer's 74 years old and she looks 20. I mean, yeah, it is a bit plastic, but hey.
So with the gates open, were we able to leave our vehicles at home and use the gates to travel to another city, save fuel?
Yeah, well, yes, but you can do it like Brian does it and just use your vehicle to take you there. No problem.
So, Brian, you take your vehicle with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian takes 10 minutes to go 1,000 miles.
Done it often.